Well, Professor Christian Dustman is from the Centre for Research and Analysis of Migration at University College London. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
A lot of hype, a lot of media hype, a lot of press hype. I wonder if there was overhyped and people like yourselves probably not surprised by what's happened.
Well, first of all, I agree with the previous speaker. It is far too early to tell how many people will come from Bulgaria and Romania. But then, of course, and that's something we have always said, the situation this time is very different from the situation we have seen in 2004. First of all, Bulgarians and Romanians are already, and for the past 7 years, allowed to live in the UK. The only thing they are not allowed is to work. However, many work here already as self-employed. Secondly, the population of Bulgaria and Romania together is far smaller than the population of the A8 countries, Poland, Hungary, and many others, who joined the European Union in 2004. And thirdly, most importantly, Bulgarians and Romanians will now be allowed to work in all European countries. The situation in 2004 again was different. People from the then accession countries, Poland, Hungary, and some others, were only allowed to work in the UK, Sweden, and Ireland.
So okay, can I just ask you the question, sorry to interrupt you, but just to reiterate the sort of toxic nature, some said, of the press reports, of the hysteria before. Do you, and also maybe the Prime Minister saying about we're going to delay certain benefit payments, that was quite high profile. Do you think that has had an impact, though, on the early stats of how many are coming?
Well, I think the rhetoric, I think this rhetoric is very unfortunate. And it will. I think it is unfortunate that we have the debate led in the particular way in which we are talking about migration. On the other hand, I think there is a difference between rhetoric and what is on the ground. And I think people who came and come here to work and to contribute will clearly see that difference.
And do you think it'll be about what? Couple of years before we get a true picture?
Sure, because in a couple of years we will have the data and then we can tell for certain how many people will have come after January 1st. So we will always need some time to study situations like this one in much detail. So it is very early to come up with conclusions on this particular issue.
Christian, thank you. It's interesting politically here. Paul Baltrop I've been speaking to this morning, our political correspondent. I think the phrase he used was some Eurosceptic MPs and those worried about the increase of UKIP will very quietly have a big sigh of relief. He was asking and answering the question also, why haven't we seen such the inflict as predicted?
People had a choice of lots of countries to go to.